in the country of largest democracy. Did you ever wonder about the political situations in India? Hey, I'm an anonymous speaker from India trying to hide my identity from the center of riots which rise at once in this political world. For bibliophiles, the present Indian politics starts from the accidental Prime Minister, a critical analysis of former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, to the paradoxical Prime Minister, which is a critical analysis of the present Prime Minister Narendra Modi, known as Namo in India. 2019 Indian elections for Lok Sabha are in process while I'm recording my first podcast. What seems contradictory to the nation now in 2019 to the India of 1947, the year that India got independent, is that India lacks the teachings of its father, that is Mahatma Gandhi. With growing political fights in India, India loses the spirit of non-violence. With UN marking Mahatma Gandhi's birthday as Non-Violence Day, Indians are forgetting the teachings of their father of nation surrounded by political tautness. India is a land of bravery, emotions, peace, love, diversity. But politics in India stands next to a terror plan. One can't deny that Indian politics was once considered the dirtiest thing in the country. While the present youth of India stands strongly to clean up and remove the word dirty both from politics and from their country. I just read an article where a foreign ambassador in India was presented the holy book of Hinduism, the holy Bhagavad Gita, as a gift. With the changing attitudes of politics, some present people of NDA, the ruling party in India, are trying their best to turn their country, which was once famous for their unity in diversity, to a complete Hindu nation. I too am impressed by the politics of present Prime Minister Narendra Damodar Das Modi, but one can't deny the facts. In this episode, I am trying to highlight the drawbacks and benefits of the present NDA government, and in the later episodes, I will share the role of the former UPA government. Hindu chauvinism has taken a great pace in the country, in the present government. I wonder that while I'm strolling in the streets of India, hearing the leaders of all political parties, I come across the word Hindu-Muslim in their speeches. Navjot Singh Sidhu, a UPA member, asks mentioning the word Muslims in his speech to vote for UPA. Yogi Adityanath, the Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, asks the Hindus to vote for him in his election campaign. The politics in religion is leading Indians in a situation of cold war among their own countrymen, supported by some uneducated ministers. West Bengal, a state of sweetness, is facing violence in all the election booths by the goons of Trinamool Congress, TNC, the ruling party in Bengal. Let's move to the most famous state in India, Kashmir. When India got independent, the Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru in 1947 granted Kashmir a special status under Act 370 that the decisions taken by the central government would not be implemented in Kashmir until it was passed by the state government. This act made the ruling party in present to consider themselves as kings of Kashmir, but the NDA government is trying their best to get rid of the ruling act, and this is leading the state government to complete chaos and confusion. The Minister of Kashmir, Mehbooba Mufti, has threatened the central government that if the NDA government tries to bring a change in the act, then Kashmir would be taken away from India and would be given to Pakistan, making things worse. India-Pakistan relation has been a center of attraction in the entire world. While one talks about terrorism, Syria and Pakistan always are a part of this frightening topic. Almost every year, India claims that the Pakistani army violates the ceasefire, the line of control, or the LOC, almost 400 times in a year, with an urge to occupy Kashmir. The Indian government has given evidences since their independence that Pakistan is a home to terror camps, with the government supplying arms and ammunition to terrorists. People call Pakistan a safe haven for terrorists. The 2008 Mumbai attacks by a terror group named Lashkar-e-Taiba was the most dreadful terror attack in Indian history, which left 174 dead and 300 wounded. The government at that time was the UPA government, which didn't take any interest in the welfare of the countrymen and the security of the Indians in the border areas as well as in the interiors. Another dreadful attack was done in the Uri district of India by Jais-e-Mohammed terror group, which led to the sacrifice of 19 Indian soldiers. The government in power at that time was the present government, the NDA government. On the 11th day after the attack, Prime Minister Narendra Modi made an official announcement that for the first time, India crossed the line of control and invaded Pakistan at 2 a.m. and killed almost 70 terrorists. This was named as surgical strike, which made Pakistan in total confusion, unaware of the present politics in India. Indians were quite impressed by this bold act of the present government. On the Day of Love, that is 14 February 2019, another terror attack was executed in the districts of Pulwama in India, leading to a death of 40 policemen. To this mournful tragedy, the present government within 10 days conducted an airstrike in Balakot districts at 3:30 a.m., leading to a death toll of 300 Jaish-e-Mohammed terrorists. The another strike made by the India government made Pakistan enter to a state of commotion. These two major strikes in POK, that is Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, made NDA the most powerful government that the nation has witnessed since its independence. Narendra Modi and the NDA members have always used this military operation as a weapon against the opposition, trying to convince the voters in the present election campaigns. Now the question arises that what did the NDA contribute in the development in the country? Narendra Modi is the only Prime Minister since 1947 who has made drastic increase in development of nation by passing enormous projects. The Statue of Unity in Gujarat, which is the world's largest statue, is a center of tourism, was built under the rule of Namo. The project named Swachh Bharat Abhiyan or Clean India, passed by Namo on 2nd October 2014, led to a hike of to 98% cleanliness in India per day. Over 9 crore toilets were built under this project, reducing the rate of open defecation. Under the Ujwala Yojana, almost 6 crore LPG connections have been given to the weakest sections of the society. LED bulb rates have seen a sharp decrease. Namo has promised that by 2022, electricity will be provided to every house, and every Indian stands with the hope that these promises aren't a fake one. Now, what about the diplomatic relations? India has emerged as a superpower in the past 5 years in international relations. Narendra Modi is the second largest followed man after Barack Obama in social media. Development in all bases has taken a sharp hike in the NDA government. But the role of religion in the present scenario is holding back the voters to re-elect Namo for a better India. In the past 5 years, though Modi didn't involve religion in his speeches, but his appointed ministers are trying to convert India to a Hindu nation. In the NDA government, the Hindu religion will soon be dominant on the minority religion like Islam, Sikhism, Jainism, Buddhism, etc. I will soon be making a podcast on religion and God. At the end of this episode, the question that I'm leaving to you listeners is that will the fear of religion dominate over development in this 2019 elections? This is the questions that you never wondered. Thank you.